بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي جعل في كل زمان فترة من الرسل بقايا من أهل العلم يدعون من ضل إلى الهدى ويصبرون منهم على الأذى، يحيون بكتاب الله تعالى الموتى ويبصرون بنور الله أهل العمى. فكم من قتيل لإبليس قد أحيوه، وكم من تائه قد هدوه، فما أحسن أثرهم على الناس وما أقبح أثر الناس عليهم. ينفون عن كتاب الله تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. فالحمد لله الذي أعلى شأن العلم والعلماء، وجعل طلب العلم من أجل الأعمال وأعظم القربات. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شهد بهذا لنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بأهل العلم من خلقه. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله حثنا على طلب العلم وأخذه من العلماء المؤتمنين الربانيين. فصلاة الله وسلامه على الهادي البشير وسيد المرسلين وإمام المعلمين وقدوة العالمين، وعلى آله الطاهرين وصحابته الغر الميامين أقمار الدجى ومصابيح الهدى، ومن سار على نهجهم واقتفى أثرهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الأعزاء وأيتها الأخوات الفاضلات، سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. وبعد، فباسم إخواني في جمعية القرآن والسنة بنيويورك وباسمكم جميعا، يشرفني أن أرحب بأجمل الترحيب وبالضيف الغالي ضيف هذا الأسبوع ضمن اللقاءات العلمية التي تعقدها جمعية القرآن والسنة بنيويورك مع المشايخ الفضلاء والعلماء الأجلاء. أيها الأحبة، ضيف هذا الأسبوع هو والدنا العزيز وشيخنا الجليل سماحة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله آل الشيخ حفظه الله ورعاه، مفتي عام المملكة العربية السعودية ورئيس هيئة كبار العلماء ورئيس اللجنة الدائمة للإفتاء ورئيس المجمع الفقهي بمكة المكرمة التابع لرابطة العالم الإسلامي. أيها الأحبة، كم يسرنا أن يكون معنا والدنا وسماحة شيخنا الشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن عبد الله آل الشيخ، وهو من جهابذة علماء هذا العصر، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجزيه خير المثوبة على موافقته الكريمة رغم ضيق وقته وكثرة انشغاله، فجزاه الله خير الجزاء. موضوعنا ولقاؤنا في هذه الليلة عنوانه تفسير لقوله عز وجل: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. أيها الأحبة، لا أريد أن أستأثر بالوقت، فأنتم كلكم في شوق لسماع حديث شيخنا الفاضل لتنهلوا من معين علمه، فأترككم مع سماحة الشيخ وأسأل الله أن يوفقه وأن يلهمه السداد في القول، وأن ينفعنا جميعا بما نسمع، وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمع القول فيتبع أحسنه. والآن مع سماحة الشيخ، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
الحمد لله، وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان، السائرين على نهجهم المقتفين أثرهم إلى يوم الدين. ونسأل الله لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد في القول والعمل. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم الألباب. اللهم اشرح صدورنا لقبول الحق وأنرها بنور الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم حبب الإيمان وزين في قلوبنا، وكر إلينا الكفر والعصيان والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا من دعاة الخير والصلاح. اللهم اجعلنا من السائرين على وفق كتابك وسنة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إخوتي الأعزاء، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هي غرفة سعيدة، ساعة مباركة، أن ألتقي بإخواني في نيويورك بطريق الهاتف. تلك الوسيلة التي سخرها الله للمسلمين، فيجب أن نستغلها فيما يقربنا إلى الله، لأن هذه الوسائل العظيمة وتستغلها المسلمون فيما ينفع في أمر دينهم ودنياهم. نالوا بها الخير وبلغوا بها رسالات الله عبر القارات. صل الله الحكمة فيما قضى وقدر، وصدق الله، والله خلقكم وما تعملون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، it makes us extremely happy to rejoice in the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have with us today one of the greatest scholars of Ahl-Sunnah wal Jama'ah alive, the Grand Mufti of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Sheikh Abdul Aziz and Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, who is well known to all of you. His knowledge, status, and the service that he has done and continues to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission to the Muslims and to the Ummah. So this is a magnificent opportunity for us all to listen to his advice, to listen to his words of wisdom, to take from his knowledge and from the insight that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed him with. We ask Allah the Mighty and Majestic to extend the Shaykh's life upon good, upon obedience, upon benefiting Islam and the Muslimin. And Allah the Mighty and Majestic is the one we sincerely ask to put the truth upon his tongue and to continue the blessing with Tawfiq and to make him the means of enlightening those who have fell into darkness, the darkness of ignorance, and the darkness of the plots and the tricks of Iblis. So without further ado, we don't want to go on too long. The Shaykh, Hamidullah Ta'ala Wal'ahu, he began by praising Allah the Mighty and the Majestic and extolling his oneness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by asking Allah for some praise citations from Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, all of his family members, his companions, and those who followed them in goodness upon the Sunnah until the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah the Mighty and the Majestic to make everything that we say and do correct and forthright. We ask Allah to make us of those who hear the qawl, who hear the admonishment, who hear the word, and follow the best of that which they hear. Oh Allah, please make us callers to the truth. Please make us, oh Allah, those who are guided and those who guide others. Oh Allah, make bond to us iman and beautify in our hearts. And oh Allah, make it dislike and frowns upon to us kufr, disbelief, usuk, sin, and asyan, disobedience. Oh Allah, please make us callers to good, callers to reform. Oh Allah, to be of those who tread upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My esteemed brothers and sisters, it's a very wonderful time that I have with you to speak with you via these modern means of communication and technology that Allah Azza wa Jal has made easy and simple for the Muslims to use. So it's necessary upon us all to utilize, to take advantage of what Allah the Mighty and Majestic has given us and allowed us to use from the things that He has inspired men to come up with and to invent. And we ask Him the Mighty and Majestic to make this a means of benefit for the Muslims in their religion and in their worldly life, that we can speak to them through all continents, all vast lands. And this is from the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this confirms and proves what Allah said in the Quran, and Allah has created you and that which you make and that which you do.
إخواني، يقول الله جل وعلا في سورة آل عمران وهي سورة مدنية، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمتي إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. إن كتاب الله معجز نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم تلك المعجز الخالدة التي أوتيها نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم مع ما سواها من المعجزات لكن القرآن أعظمها. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بعث الله من نبي إلا آتاه من الآيات ما على مثله آمن البشر وإن الذي أوتيته وحيا أوحاه الله إلي فأرجو أن أكون أكثرهم تابعا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يقول الله جل وعلا موجها خطابه للمؤمنين المستجيبين لله والرسول واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا بعدما نهاهم عن طاعة أعدائهم وحذرهم من مكائد أعدائهم الذين يتفريق شملهم وتشتيت صفهم وإيقاع العداوة والبغضاء بينهم أرشدهم إلى الطريق المستقيم والمنهج القويم الذي يكون عصمة من الضلالة والغواية وسبيل هدى إلى الرشاد. واعتصموا بحبل الله الاعتصام التمسك به والالتجاء إليه. اعتصموا وتمسكوا بهذا القرآن بحبل الله وحبل الله هو كتابه وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الحبل هو العروة الوثقى أساسها إخلاص الدين لله وإفراد الله بجميع أنواع العبادة وصف الله بما يليق به من الصفات وتسميته بما يليق به من اسماء ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. اعتصامنا بحبل الله تمسكنا بكتاب ربنا تمسكنا بسنة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم اجتماع قلوبنا على ذلك. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا مأمورين جميعا أيها المسلمون أن يكون اعتصامنا بهذا الحبل القويم والصراط المستقيم جميعا ولا نتفرق.
Brothers and sisters, Allah the Mighty, the Majestic says in Surah Ali Imran, speaks this revelation, this eternal revelation, this ultimate gift that he gave his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this mu'jiza, this miraculous thing that he has bestowed upon his Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, and hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah. And do not become separated. And remember Allah's favor upon you when you used to be enemies towards each other. But Allah brought your hearts and made them close together. And indeed, certainly, you are on the brink of entering a terrible fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from that fire. Thus does Allah explain to you his signs and proofs. Perhaps that you may become guided. Hold fast altogether to the rope of Allah and do not become separated. And remember Allah's favor upon you when you used to be enemies towards each other. But Allah took your hearts and brought them close together. And afterwards, you became brothers because of Allah's favor. And you used to be upon, or you were on the brink of entering a terrible fire. So Allah saved you and delivered you from that fire. Thus does Allah explain to you his ayat, his signs, proofs, and evidences. Perhaps that you may become guided. This Quran, which is from which is the greatest miraculous thing that any prophet has ever brought to his people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has never sent a prophet except that he gave him signs, miracles, he gave him things with which his people would believe in him, proofs that he was a prophet, supernatural things, and they would believe in him through those signs and those miracles, those ayat. He says, and the thing which Allah Azzawajal has given me is revelation. It is revelation. So therefore, I hope from Allah that I will have the most followers on the Day of Judgment. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this verse, Allah the Mighty Majestic addresses the believers and speaks directly to those who believe in Allah. He selects his words to follow Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Allah forbade the believers from obeying the kuffar, from obeying the mushrikeen, from obeying their enemies, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them from their plots and their plans to split up the ranks of the believers, he then pointed them and directed them to do that which was correct, that which would strengthen them. And he mentioned this verse, giving them guidance, saying, hold fast, stick to, grab onto the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, the Quran, the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tightest handhold, sincerity to Allah azza wa jal, singing him out in worship, and describing him subhanahu wa ta'ala of the attributes of ultimate beauty and perfection. As Allah says in the Quran, there is nothing similar to him, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So therefore, Allah commands us to hold fast in his book and in the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us to be united and unified and come together upon this adherence, upon holding to this rope, to this straight path, and to this most solid and solidified rope.
إن التورق الذي نهينا عنه هو التورق الذي يسبب اختلاف القلوب ويسبب النزاع والاختلاف، وهذا التورق المذموم المنهي عنه هو تفرق الناس في دينهم، فإذا خرجوا عن منهج الله وخرجوا عن دين الله لا بد أن تفرق قلوبهم وتختلف كلمتهم، لأن الذي يجمع القلوب ويؤلفها تمسك الأمة بدين ربها. قال الله جل وعلا لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين وألف بين قلوبهم، لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم. نعم، ألف الله بين قلوب المؤمنين، بين قلوب الأنصار والمهاجرين، بين قلوب العامة، ألف بينهم بهذا الدين، جمع به كلمتهم، وحد به صفهم، وصورهم إخوانا متحابين متوادين متراحمين. مثل المؤمنين مؤمن كمثل المؤمن مثل المؤمن، يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم، مثل المؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه، ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم، مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly forbade us from splitting up, from becoming separated. The splitting up and the separation or the division, which is frowned upon and condemned in the Quran, and the splitting up which causes us to be weak in our religion. Allah has commanded us to have one statement, to be united upon one statement, our hearts to come together, our hearts to become one heart. And this is only possible when the Muslims adhere and embrace the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, of their Lord. Allah the Mighty and Majestic says in the Quran, the verse which is translated to mean, it is Allah who has aided you with the believers. Allah has aided you, He has supported you, and He has also aided you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided you and supported you, and He has also aided and supported the believers. And Allah has brought their hearts close together. And what the verse goes on to say, وَأَلَّفَ Allah has made their hearts close together. And if you would have tried your best to bring their hearts together by spending all the wealth on the face of the earth, you could never be able to bring their hearts together. But Allah is the one who brought their hearts together. So indeed, He is the exalted in might, the ever-wise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taken the hearts of the believers, the Anfar, the Muhajirin, and He has made their hearts to come upon one heart. He has made them brothers who love one another, have mercy upon each other. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of the believer to the fellow believer is that of one solid structure. It supports one part of the building, or the structure supports other parts. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the likeness of the believers and their mercy towards each other, and their compassion, and their care and love for one another, is that of a single human body. When one part of the body, when one bone, one organ is ill or suffers from illness or sickness, the entire body is taken over with sleeplessness and severe fever.
أيها الإخوة, إن التفرق المذموم هو الاختلاف الذي يدعو إلى زوال القلوب. فالمسلمون يجمعهم كتاب ربهم وسنة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. كلما اختلفوا أو تنازعوا فإنما ردهم إلى الحق والهدى. وإن تنازع يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأبر منكم. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. فإذا رددنا خلافنا ونزاعنا إلى كتاب ربنا وسنة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم, وجعلنا والحكم بيننا نحكمهما ونرضى بحكمهما. اختلفت القلوب وبعد عن الاختلاف والنزاع. وإذا استقل كل منا برأيه ودافع عن رأيه ومنهجه ولا يبالي بمدى الآخر, تفرقت الكلمة وتشتت الشمل وحصلت القطيعة. وهذا أمر مرفوض في شريعة الإسلام. ثم قال جل وعلا, واذكروا مذكرا لهم نعمه عليهم باجتماع الكلمة والتآلف, واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. هي نعمة الإسلام, نعمة الإيمان, مبعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, مجيء هذا القرآن والسنة. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء قبل الإسلام. كنتم أعداء, لغتكم لم تتبع قلوبكم, أرضكم لم توحد صفكم, لغتكم لم تجمع قلوبكم, أنسابكم وأحسابكم لن ترقى إلى تآلف قلوبكم. حروب طاحنة وعداوات وبغضاء وعصبيات وحميات جاهلية. لقد ألغاها الإسلام وأبطلها وجاء بالحق والهدى. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. ولذا قال الله, واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء, أعداء رغم النسب والأرض رغم القبيلة والأسرة, لكن القلوب متفرقة بالضلالة. فلما أنعم الله بالإسلام وحدكم الله بالقال, إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم من غاية, فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا, أصبحتم بالإسلام إخوان. إنما المؤمنون إخوة, المؤمن أخو المؤمن, لا يظلم ولا يكذب الأخ المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلم ولا يحقر ولا يكذب. فكنت من إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها بالإسلام أنقذكم من النار وخلصكم منها بهذا الدين فجمع القلوب أغنى به من العيلة ووحد به من الرقى وهدى به من الضلال وأعز به بعد الذلة وجعلكم بالإسلام أهل خير وهدى.
Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal has clearly mentioned to us that stealing up is totally prohibited in Islam. It is something which is looked down upon and something which is condemned and forbidden in our religion. Allah forbids us from being like those who split up and fought and quarreled and argued amongst each other after the truth had came to them. And whenever the Muslims differ on something, then the answer or the solution to the problem is clear. When it says in the Quran, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those who are in authority from amongst you. So if whenever you differ about anything or differ regarding an affair, then return it back to Allah and return it back to the Messenger if you truly believe in Allah and the last day. Indeed, that is better in determining and that is better in figuring out a final resolution or final result. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly states what to do when there is some difference. As for us not to care, for us to totally disregard, for us to totally shoot away from our unity and unifying our hearts and staying together and having one statement, he says, in this splitting up and cutting each other off, says this is not what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from us. And that's why Allah says, remember Allah's favor upon you in the verses of Ali Imran. Remember Allah's favor upon you. Remember the favor of Islam, the favor of Iman, the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember when you used to be enemies towards each other. Remember when you fought and killed and murdered one another. Remember when your entire lives were based off of fanaticism, based off of racism and nationalism, based off of groups and schisms and parties, fighting and killing one another without any purpose. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He brought Islam, He came with Islam, and all of these acts of Jahiliyyah were annulled and were totally done away with and eradicated. The Prophet ﷺ brought the truth and He brought the Huda, the guidance. As Allah says in the Quran, indeed Allah has blessed the believers when He sent a messenger from them who recited to them Allah's ayat, purified them, and taught them the book and the hikmah. And indeed, they were in plain misguidance and error before this. For this reason, that verse Allah says, Udkuru, remember, think about this. Reflect on the blessings and favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you used to be enemies towards each other, and you were upon misguidance before Islam, but after Islam came, you became brethren. You became brothers to one another. Allah says in the Quran, the believers are nothing but ikhwa. The believers are nothing more than brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslim is the brother to the fellow Muslim. He oppresses him not. He forsakes him not. He does not look down upon him. Rather, be Allah's slaves and be brothers. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you were on the brink of the fire, but Allah saved you and delivered you from that fire. You upon misguidance, shirk and kufr. And Allah Azza wa Jalla brought you to Islam, guided you to Islam, and allowed your heart to be firm upon Islam after that misguidance. And now, alhamdulillah, you're upon khair, the khair of al-Islam.
Ayyuha al-ikhwa, inna atisamana bilhamdulillah, yu'allimu qulubana, qad nakhtalif, qad nasibayil al-ara, lakin alayna, أن نجعل المرجع إلى الحكم بيننا كتاب ربنا سنة نبينا تفصل النزاع بيننا وتبعدنا عن القطيعة والفرقة وتجعلنا أمة واحدة وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. إخوتي وأنتم في نيويورك في الولايات المتحدة، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، ثم أوصيكم باجتماع كلمتكم وتألف قلوبكم وإبعاد شبح الخلاف بينكم وتدارس مشاكلكم فيما بينكم وتعاون بينكم على البر والتقوى وثباتا على الحق ودعوة إلى الإسلام بالحكمة والبصيرة والموعظة الحسنة وتبيين محاسن الإسلام وفضائله والبعد عما يوقعكم في المشاكل. أنتم في بلاد غربة فتمسكوا بدينكم ترشدوا واعتصموا بإسلامكم تسعدوا ولاحظوا المصالح والمفاسد وقدموا درء المفاسد لتقديم المصالح واحرصوا على جمع الكلمة وربوا أبناءكم وبناتكم تربية إسلامية صادقة وأبعدوهم عن مجالات الفساد والإفساد وتمسكوا بهذا الدين فتمسككم به في تلك الديار دليل على قوة الإيمان الصادق. فأوصيكم بتقوى الله والثبات على الحق والاستقامة عليه. حافظوا على الصلوات الخمس واهتموا بأوقاتها مع الجماعة وحافظوا على الصوم وحافظوا على فرائض الإسلام وواجبات الدين وابتعدوا عن المحرمات وحذروا إخوانكم منها وتناصحوا فيما بينكم فمن رأيتم عنده خطأ فاتصلوا به وأصلحوا أخطاءه وعظوه وانصحوه فالدين النصيحة. قالوا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. والمسلم يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. قالوا يا رسول الله ننصره مظلوما فكيف ننصره ظالما؟ قال تردعه عن الظلم فذاك نصرك إياه. أسأل الله لكم حياة طيبة وعملا صالح واستقامة على الهدى، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبد الله ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, once again, brothers and sisters, does not want for us to split up and to differ and to turn away from each other. Allah Azza wa Jalla, instead, He wants our hearts to be unified. However, when there is an argument or a debate, when there is an issue of differing, of different points of views and stances, then the only and the sole source, the thing that we should go back to and refer to first and foremost, firstly and lastly, is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two, they are the sources which will cut off all of the debate that the people may have amongst one another. And for us to be one ummah, as Allah says in the Quran, and indeed this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so fear me and obey me. Our brothers and sisters, you live in New York and other parts of the United States. Therefore, I advise you all to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My advice to you is to be unified, to stay away from splitting up and becoming separated. My advice to you is to do away with all issues of khilaf, all things which will lead to bigger differing or greater differing and bigger acts of splitting up and separation. The small khilaf, he says, nazbur khilaf, going away with it. I advise you all to work with each other and to cooperate with each other upon birr and upon taqwa. I advise you to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with knowledge, with wisdom, with insight, basira. I advise you all to show those who live in your countries the beauties of Islam and the virtues and the merits of this great religion. Indeed, you live in a land in which the Muslims are strange. So hold fast to your religion and you will be happy. Hold fast to your deen and you will be happy. I advise you all to look and to pre-estimate the harms and the benefits, the pros and the cons, Look at what is going to be the end result of your deeds or your actions, your statements. Look at what's beneficial and look at what is harmful. Indeed, this is from Islam, to weigh between the harms and the benefits, the pros and the cons. Try your best to raise your children upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your boys and your girls, to keep them far away from all types of corruption and all types of evil and all different types of vice. I ask you all to, I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us a strong iman, true iman, forthrightness, uprightness, steadfastness. I advise you all to strictly guard your 5 daily prayers. Pray those prayers with the jama'ah. Pray the prayers during the proper time. Do everything which is obligatory and incumbent from your religion. And stay far away from those things which are unlawful and impermissible. And warn your brothers and sisters from those impermissible acts. Give each other advice. If you see your brother make a mistake or make an error, then advise him, advise your brother, and try to fix those mistakes with your brother. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the religion is sincerity and honest, pure advice. He said this 3 times. The companion said, to whom, or for whom, O Messenger of Allah? He says, for Allah, his book, his messenger, the leaders of the Muslims, and those general ones from amongst them. The Prophet ﷺ also said, help your brother, whether he be an oppressor or whether he's being oppressed. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, we understand how to help our brother if he's being oppressed, but how do we help him if he's an oppressor? Prophet ﷺ said, prevent him from committing oppression. But ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with beneficial knowledge and righteous action, and to guide us all to the straight path. And he continued and went on to make a plentiful du'a for all of the believers and all of the Muslims. And this is when the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala, Allah bless him and extend his life upon obedience and upon benefit for all of us. This is when he stopped his talk.
شيخنا جزاكم الله خيرا وحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم سماحة الشيخ على هذه الكلمة الضافية والتي نسأل الله تعالى أن ينفعنا بها ويعظم لسماحتكم الأجر والمثوبة. هنا بعض الأسئلة التي وردت من بعض الإخوة الذين يتواصلون معنا. هذا السؤال يسأل فيه الأخ، يقول في بعض المناطق في أمريكا ليس للمسلمين مساجد يصلون فيها الجمعة، ولكن الكنائس تعطي للمسلمين دورا فيها ليصلوا فيها الجمعة، فهل يجوز للمسلمين أن يصلوا فيها؟ بارك الله فيكم.
إذا لم تجدوا غيرها صلوا فيها، بتحاولوا إخفاء الصور الموجودة صلوا فيها.
Now there's some questions that they will pose to the Shaykh Hafizullah Ta'ala. The first one asks, with regards to Muslims who live in the United States, and in many cities and many places, there aren't any masajid, there aren't any masjids, and there's no place for them to offer the Jumu'ah prayer. So there are some churches that give them a place, a room, or a floor, or a section like this to offer the Jumu'ah prayer. Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala, he says, this should be avoided, but if there's no other place to pray except in these areas, then pray. They should pray in those areas, but make sure that any images or idols or statues or any religious symbols from Christianity and things like this should be totally removed and kept out of the Muslims' prayer area.
جزاكم الله خيرا وحسن الله إليكم. وهذا سائل يقول، رجل بال ولم يستنجي ثم توضى وصلى، فهل صلاته صحيحة حيث العادة وطبيعة الحياة في المجتمعات الغربية؟ شيخ،
هل استنجى بالمناديل الأوراد؟
لا يا شيخنا، ليس بمنديل ولا بماء.
الغسل القبل والدبر إما بالماء أو بالأحجار أو ما يقوم مقام الأحجار الأوراق، فإذا ما حصل لا يعيد الوضوء والصلاة، استنجي ويعيد الوضوء والصلاة.
واضح، جزاكم الله خيرا.
The next question says, there is a man who uses the bathroom without making istinja, without cleansing himself, and then he offers wudu and offers the prayer. So is his prayer and wudu valid, or are they valid? The Sheikh of Allah Ta'ala says that did he make any istinja? Did he urinate, or did he, defecate? Which one did he do? And the question says he didn't clean himself. Regardless, when he urinated, he didn't clean himself. The Sheikh says that a Muslim must clean himself from the bathroom, when he used the bathroom, with clean water, with stones, anything that takes the place of stones, such as tissue, clean matter, something which will cleanse one's private area from the waste. He says, so therefore, he is to make istinja again, and to offer the wudu again, and make his salat up.
شيخنا حفظكم الله يقول السائل حصل خلاف في حكم دخول المساجد بالأحذية والصلاة فيها فما حكم الشرع في ذلك؟
الشرع أولا جوز الصلاة في النعال، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا في نعالكم فإن اليهود في نعالهم. قال صلبين علي يوما لما أخبره جبريل بأن قد خلعها، خلع الناس نعالهم فسأل فقال رأيت أتخل فخلعنا. قال إن جبريل أتاني فأخذ في أذى، فإذا أتى أحدكم مسجد فلينظر، فإن رأى في النعل ألف يصلي فيهما. فإذا جئت المسجد ومن مفروش بالسجاد وتخشى من قدرات فالأولى خلعها، الأولى خلعها. وإذا أمنت من التلوث والإذى فلا مانع من الصلاة فيها بل يسنة. أما إذا كانت تخشى من حمل قدرات فاخلعها ولا تصلي فيها.
The next question says, Sheikh, there is some difference of opinion amongst the Muslims with regards to offering a prayer wearing shoes. So what is the ruling in Islam and Sharia with regards to prayer in shoes? The Sheikh Hazratullah Ta'ala says, firstly, it is permissible to pray wearing shoes. It is permissible to offer the prayer wearing shoes. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, pray wearing your khifaf, your leather socks and your shoes. Indeed, the Jews do not pray wearing their leather socks and their shoes. There's another hadith when the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was offering the prayer. He led the companions in the salah, and all of a sudden he took off his sandals. So the companions, they took off theirs and they threw the sandals to the side. And when he finished, he asked them, he says, what has caused you to do what you just did? He said, we saw you throwing your sandals, so we did the same with ours. The Prophet ﷺ said, Jibreel has come to me and he has informed me that under my sandals was something which was impure and filthy. So whenever one of you comes to the masjid and he's wearing his sandals, let him look beneath them. If he finds some dirt or some filth, then he should wipe them off and clean them. And if not, he should offer the prayer wearing his sandals. Therefore, it is a sunnah. It is part of the sunnah to pray wearing shoes or sandals. He says, as for if the masjid, if there's carpet in the masjid, he says, then, you know, possibly, he said, it's best that you take off the shoes. You take the shoes off if there's a carpet in the masjid. He says, if a person has, if his shoes are clean, if there's nothing under them, and he feels safe from harming the carpet, and he says, then there's no problem. That's best. It's fine for him to pray wearing shoes.
جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم. هذا سائل يقول أحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم، ما حكم الدراسة في الجامعات المختلطة في بلادنا إن لم يوجد لنا بديل، علما بأن الحصول على الوظائف يتوقف غالبا على هذه الشهادات العلمية؟
والله يا أخي حاولوا الاختلاط وتعلمون أنه وسيلة شر، وأنه يعني يفقد الحياء ويقلل عند المرء النهوة من المعصية. حاولوا أن تجعلوا أبناتكم محتجبات، وحاولوا الإبعاد الاختلاط قد استطاعه، وابذلوا كل الأسباب لحجاب البنات وبسترهن وبعدهن عن الاختلاط بالأب الذكور والانتجاج بهن في داخل الجهة الخارجية. حاول كل جهد تخفيفها وطأة الاختلاط بكل يتنكم قوة.
The next question says, "Oh Sheikh, what is the ruling on studying in schools and universities in which there is free mixing between sexes? keeping in knowledge of the reality that most jobs can only be obtained when a person has a certificate or a degree from these types of schools." Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala, he says, "Try your best to avoid these schools. Try not to send your children to these schools. Try to find something of an alternative and a replacement for these schools in which there's free mixing. Try your best. Try your best to keep your children upon Islam, keeping them away from fitna, keeping them away from free mixing. Your daughters, try to keep them upon wearing the hijab and having shyness." He says, you should try to avoid free mixing to the best of your ability.
جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الله إليكم. وهذا سائل يقول: هناك من ينشر ويذيع الردود والخلافات الواقعة في بلاد المسلمين بين بعض العلماء السلفيين ومخالفيهم، فينشرونها في الغرب ويشغلون الناس بها ويمتحنونهم برأي فلان وقول فلان، فما توجيه معاليكم حفظكم الله؟
هذا خطأ ولا يجوز، الإخلاف مثل ما ينفع إبراز الخلاف في غير الإسلام لأجل إظهار مشوه عن علماء، لا يصبح هذا. هذا مكن سيء.
الله المستعان.
The next question says, "Oh Sheikh, there are some people who take the different refutations and the differing of the Salafi scholars amongst each other or amongst those who oppose them, those who go against them, and they take these refutations that take place and that are mentioned in the Muslim lands and bring them to the West in the non-Muslim lands, and then they test the people and put them through trials and tribulations with regards to these reputations. What's your position? What do you have to say about this?" So on and so forth. And they busy the people with this. What is the ruling of this? Or what advice do you give? Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala says, "This is a mistake." He says, "This is a mistake. This is impermissible for the people to take these definitions of difference of opinion and force the people into them that have nothing to do with them. This is wrong." He says, "Rather, this is an evil way."
جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم. سماحة الشيخ، في مسجدنا غالبية المصلين قد أسلموا ويواجهون صعوبات عديدة في كل يوم، وأغلب أقاربنا لم يمن الله عليهم بالإسلام بعد، وحين دخول بعضهم في الإسلام شاهد ما يحدث من الفتن بين السلفيين من تضليل وتبديع ورمي بعضهم البعض بالضلال مما يجعلهم يتجنبون السلفيين، وقد وصل الحال إلى أن ارتد البعض منهم عن الدين، فما نصيحة معاليكم جزاكم الله خيرا؟
أنصحهم بأن يعودوا الإسلام وأن يعلموا أن هذه الخلافات كلها هامشية لا تؤثر أبدا.
The next question says, "Oh Sheikh, most of the people in our masjid are new Muslims. Most of the people in our masjid are new Muslims. And there are several difficulties that they face and encounter on a daily basis with regards to Islam. He says that most of their family members from, you know, the neighbors around the masjid, most of them haven't accepted Islam, and they are like the only Muslims or just a few Muslims in their family. And many of them, they have become very wary and begin to stay away from the Salafis because of the abundant amount of differing, the abundant amount of declaring someone to be an innovator and for a person to be deviant and a mubtadi' and so on and so forth. So many of them have stayed away from the Salafis, and many of them have apostated from Islam because of this. So what advice can you give us? The Sheikh Hafizullah Ta'ala, he says, my advice is for them to leave this alone and for them to return back to the true Islam. Go back to the correct part of the religion. He says, this is impermissible and this is evil. This is impermissible and this is evil and this is not the way. The people, they have to stay away from this.
نواصل يا شيخ لطرح الأسئلة. جزاكم الله خيرا. شيخنا حفظكم الله، ما هو الموقف الشرعي مما يجري في بلاد الشام؟ نحن هنا في البلاد الغربية.
الله أرجو يا أرجو يا أخي من الله أن يوفق المسلم خير وأن يجمع كلمتهم وأن يعين مثل عليكم الدعاء للمسلم بالتوفيق والهداية وأن يصلح شأن المسلمين ويرد الصواب بطريق مستقيم.
آمين آمين. جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الله إليكم.
The next question says, oh, Sheikh, what is the position, or what should be the position of us Muslims who live here in the West with regards to what is taking place in Syria, with regards to the fitna and the Muslims being oppressed and so on and so forth? The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala says that we have to pray for them, that Allah Azza wa Jal give them the success, Allah Azza wa Jal protect them from those evils, and to unify their statement and to bring them together and protect them from the acts of oppression that they are going through.
So here, this is where the Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala answered the last question. And in the end of the session, it is upon us all to thank Allah, the Mighty, the Majestic, for this magnificent opportunity by having the likes of the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia on the phone with us to answer our questions and our inquiries, and to aid us and to help us by giving us what Allah has given him of knowledge and wisdom. Secondly, we must thank the Sheikh, and I'm sure everybody can imagine how busy the Sheikh is. He's the top legal personality and authority in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have Muslims calling, writing, sitting from literally all countries of the world, asking questions and major issues and seeking for power and so on and so forth, and he made time for us and for the Muslims here in America. So we have to thank him. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does not thank the people does not thank Allah. So we thank the Sheikh sincerely, and we extend to him our appreciation and our respect and our regard for him, and we ask Allah the Mighty, the Majestic, to put it in his scale of good deeds, ameen, and to continue to allow him to be a means for Islam and for the Muslims. And last but not least, we thank all of the brothers and sisters for your participation, involvement, your attentive listening to the words of the Sheikh. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow all of you to benefit from that which was before and that which was mentioned. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this will be the end of our session. And hopefully next week, we will continue our session with the ulama and with the mashayikh. Until then, we ask Allah the Mighty and Majestic to put all of you in His protection and under His safety. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.